The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Sacramento today. Her parents are going to be moving, and so she's helping them pack. I mean, they're just only got like 850,000 pounds of stuff that they've accumulated, and so they're down there. I would not let her take the truck, though, because if I did, she'd come back with stuff. We have enough. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is the, my goodness, it's the 15th of December, 16th of December, or January. I'll be okay. 16th of January. It's a Friday. Savannah, rescue me here, okay?
It's the 16th of January.
Okay, and what time is it?
7:06.
And what year?
2015.
Okay. So we're okay?
Yes.
Phone lines?
605-4567.
A little bit of enthusiasm here. And what are we, and how are we streaming?
We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
All right. Thank you, Savannah.
And you're welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Gosh, you see, we've got a lot of things we're going to talk about today, both local and national. We've got people in here from One Safe Place and a number of things. But, you know, one of my problems is that when Linda is not here, is that when I go to sleep at night, I have a tendency to want to sleep and stay in the bed for at least 12 hours. And, of course, I can't do that because Elk Killer has her say. But I have the best bed in the world. It's a Sleep Number bed. It's a Sleep Number bed. And it has not only the dual-air technology where I can adjust in, so I can sleep any way I want, any type of firmness I have, but the new Sleep IQ technology. It has sensors that you don't have to do anything except sleep. And these sensors track how you sleep. And they'll see correlations between sleep and activity, and then they'll kind of give ideas. You know, maybe you need to change your settings, your Sleep Number settings. Every morning you can find out what is affecting your sleep, and you can change it. And right now, At the Sleep Number store located in the Target Shopping Center, you can save $600. Some of the lowest prices of the season on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 mattress, which was rated best of 2014 by Consumer Reports. That's right. All of this at your Sleep Number store. I've been having a great sleep ever since we had it. I thoroughly recommend it. American made, guaranteed. You can't go any better. Again, into the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. That was not Savannah. No, Savannah. You know. It's Savannah never whines.
Not like that.
Okay. What's the weather look like today and tomorrow? It's raining. First of all, tell me that the percentage of rain could be. But it, right down here at Free Fire Radio, it's 100%.
It is 100%, and it's going to get up to a high of 54. Currently 47 degrees. A low of 44 today. Saturday, do you want me to tell you the chance of rain?
Yeah.
Only 40%,
but maybe we'll get lucky.
And Sunday's looking like it's going to be 60% chance of rain. So the average temp is going to be 57 to 59, low of in the low 40s. So
okay. Well, it's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Well, our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Seniors and veterans discounts, of course, locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane. If it's Friday, it must be time for Spencer and his gang. And now, Spencer, the whining just to get on the radio was just a little bit too much.
I'm sorry. I couldn't contain it any longer.
Okay. Now, you are holding an adorable little pup here.
That I am. I brought with me today little Carrie. Carrie is a 2-month-old lab pit bull mix.
You know, that was what I was thinking. It was the lab because she's got the lab, kind of got that lab markings. Oh, and just, oh, you're just a little, oh, hey, Daddy, pay attention to me.
She is adorable. We know who Mom was because Mom came into the shelter with the litter of pups, and Mom was definitely a pit bull mix. We don't know who Dad was. He didn't stick around to sign the birth certificate.
Probably came from a good home, though, right?
Yes, yeah, probably came from a great home.
It was a good family, yeah.
We have little Carrie here rated for a home with kids of all ages, and she seems to do well with all other animals that we've introduced her to. Obviously, at this age, socialization is the key, you know? So the more animals that you... that she meets, the better off she's going to be in life.
She just loves that shirt of yours. She's just, you know, sucking on it and chewing on it. Yep, she wants your attention. Buddy.
That she does. And she's, when you look at her, she looks right into your eyes. And I mean, she's just got that cute, adorable little gaze. And all she wants is some attention.
Okay, she is
people.
Totally black. Would I say that, or is she a little brindle anywhere? She looks black.
Yeah, she's black. Kind of, she's almost got this brownish top coat.
That's true, but she looks black. Yeah, but then there is that kind of a brindley look in there. But she is active. She is a cutie pie, and you're right. She looks at you. She's got a long black tail and got black feet. There's no... Is there any white on her? Is there not on her belly or anything?
She has a little tiny bit of white right on her chest. She's got about 20 hairs right there that are white. The rest of them are black.
That sounds like me. Okay. just thought I'd – too much information, Savannah? Yeah, Savannah's eyes get big. Okay. Now, how do we get – what's your name? Carrie.
So to adopt Carrie or one of our other many adorable puppies that we currently have at our shelter, you could stop by at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653. And I do want to mention, currently, our shelter is very, very full. We're almost at capacity at our shelter. So,
having that great Christmas giveaway and all
even
that?
After we, the total for our Christmas special ended up being 302 animals.
That is fantastic.
Yes, our goal was 200, so we well exceeded our goal. But unfortunately, our shelter is still very full. So if you were ever thinking about adopting or stopping by the shelter, please come by and help one of these homeless animals find a home today, because we could really use your help, and we've got
nothing
many wonderful
smells
animals.
Like a puppy. Nothing smells like a puppy
except a puppy.
okay, she's okay. I was holding the puppy. I broke my first rule. I don't ever hold the puppies. I held the puppy. She is just adorable, and she looked me in the eyes, and she nibbled on my chin and licked me. So, I mean, I might smell like puppy spit the rest of the day, but that's okay. You know, it's worse. You could smell a lot worse than puppy spit.
Yes, you could.
Okay. Again, Haven Humane. What's the phone number?
241-1653.
People, this is a chance to start off your year, and you can still get the male cats neutered now, $20.
Actually, I wanted to mention on that, all of the spaces have been filled.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take it all back.
Yes.
Okay, so... Oh, well, we'll have to wait till the next time to do that.
Yep, we had 300 slots available, and every one of them has been taken.
Okay, well, that means there's 300 animals, male animals now, that cannot procreate.
Yes, it does.
And that's great. Now we got to work on the females. So, okay, thanks a lot, Spencer. And let's keep up our average here, everybody. We're doing 100% for all of our animals. And this one is a cutie. So she's got some brothers and sisters?
She has one other sibling at the shelter still. The other ones have found homes, but okay. We do have other puppies available.
Okay,
as well.
I tell you what, as soon as you see this one, you're going to want her. You're going to want her. Okay, thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to be talking about, let's talk about diversity. Let's talk about, is Hollywood truly racist? Hollywood? Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this 3-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors. You know, you want to take a CCW class. You want to take a hunter safety class. You want to take a rifle shooting class, rifle safety, all of these come under NFI. And for a limited time, Ted and NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course. You need a renewal? Fine. They handle that too. And in the renewals, you get to shoot. Unlike some other classes where you just have to sit there for 4 hours, in these, you get to shoot for 4 hours. And that also counts as part of your renewal. Give them a call at 999-1822. 530-999-1822. No, it won't take you to a weird site. Or check out online, readingccw.com. Savannah, do you ever watch the Oscars?
Usually I do, but this year I didn't get the chance.
Well, it hasn't been yet. I mean, they haven't. The show hasn't been. They just came out with the nominations.
Well, there it is.
There you go. Well, see here, this is the way I feel about Oscars. And this is what I kind of feel about Golden Globes and these others. It's kind of like a self-licking ice cream cone. They nominate their own people, and then they vote on their own people, and then they tell each other how great they are. Like it means something. I mean, I guess it does to them. But the thing about it is, I never could get into it. Of course, Linda's into it, and they have a group of people. Everybody gets together on Oscar night, and the girls sit there and watch it, and the guys kind of, you know, off to the side and drink. But the girls are just right. Oh, they're looking at, you know, it starts with the red carpet, and it works its way across. I frankly, like I said, self-licking ice cream cones. But this year's a little interesting. Here's Hollywood, the bastion of liberalism. If you're conservative, you don't work. You know, they are totally behind Obama and all of these. Well, this year, all the actors and actresses that were nominated were white for best actor. I mean, for supporting actor, too. Who knows? And of course, the firestorm has started. There's a lack of diversity. There's racial intolerance. It's all these things from other people in the community. Well, how come there's no racial diversity? I don't know. Then they point out how the average Oscar voter is white, male, 63. Kind of like me. What they don't point out, and they talk, oh, gosh, here we had a chance. Here's a chance to have the first black woman director nominated. And if she won, imagine that. Well, I kind of like to think, and I'm probably completely wrong in this, is that when they nominated shows and productions and cinematography and all of these things, it's for the best. Clint Eastwood wasn't nominated for Best Director for American Sniper. Even though American Sniper was nominated for Best Picture. Now, does anybody say anything about a lack of diversity for white elderly men? You know, I mean, I didn't hear that. So the bottom line, though, is everybody saying how racially prejudiced Hollywood is now. And I find that interesting since last year in the Academy Awards, there were three nominations, two for Best Actor and one for Best Supporting Actress, and she won. She won the Best Supporting Actress, a young lady for 12 Years a Slave, which was a fantastic movie. I mean, it was a hard movie. I couldn't even watch all of it. But the lady in that won, Lupita Nyong'o, won Best Supporting Actress last year. So next year ought to be really interesting. I'm thinking about this because if Hollywood is racist this year, and some people say, well, you know, they don't know why. They said, well, Selma should have had all these nominations. Well, Selma, according to reviewers I've read, there are a lot of lukewarm reviews on this. You know, I mean, generally they say, it was okay, but nothing like extraordinary, nothing like Django, nothing like 12 Years a Slave. It was just like, okay, you know, it's kind of recidivist type of history, but it wasn't great.
I saw it.
What did you think?
I would agree with that. I mean, I felt like I learned something new watching it, and there were moments where I got choked up.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like those two movies that you described, I would say.
Did you see 12 Years a Slave?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
Oh, yeah.
Was that powerful?
Yes.
It was powerful, and you think about it. I mean, it's like, you know, and then you go into Liberty on the Border. If you've seen 12 Years a Slave and you do Liberty on the Border down at Turtle Bay, wow. I mean, you talk about, you know, they had photos and such of things. And photos I've seen since I was a child of men that had been whipped and scarred and the stories. But, you know, that was such a powerful movie. I understand, you know, the actors and actresses in that. But Selma, which I haven't seen and I'll go see. But, you know, to say that, you know, but I find it just kind of, you know what, amusing that now all the critics who have said, oh, no, Hollywood is, you know, out there, is now they're saying they're racist. The same ones who have nominated before and they've elected before and all this. I think if you take a look at the statistics, somebody wrote them out, it was that 10% of the people, you know, have been nominated and, you know, won. So, which is somewhat close to the national ethnic average. But I would hate to see is that next year then people who don't deserve to be in those categories are automatically nominated because of this year. Oh, we've got to make up for this. We've got to make up for last year. And is this year being made up from last year? Should have been more white people last year? I don't know. But the thing about it is that I just find it extremely amusing that Hollywood is being labeled as racist. I don't know. Okay. Let's talk about State of Jefferson. And we're going to have Terry Raposo is going to be on here in about, 15 minutes from now and talking about delivering three more declarations of separation to Sacramento. And then Mark Baird, who's the de facto leader, or one of the de facto leaders of the State of Jefferson, is going to be our guest on Monday to talk about the entire movement. Because whether you support it, oppose it, or you're just kind of like, you know, you're just kind of ambivalent toward it, it's a movement. It's happening. It's not a Tea Party movement. As a lot of people, oh, it's all Tea Party. No, it's not. Not the way I understand it. All right. Ranchers met yesterday to let the government reps know what they felt about proposed legislation for North State ranchers and the and how it could a disaster it could cause for growers, for beef growers up here. By saying you want to maybe keep people from grazing because of waterways. And that the cattle are having problems with waterways. You know, I mean, this is the kind of thing is they put all these people on this commission. Not one rancher was on this commission. Pam Giacomini, Board of Supervisors, but also a rancher will be our guest here soon. She's out of the state right now. As soon as she gets back, we're going to have her on and talk about this. Again, more regulations, again, constricting the amount of do they want to constrict the amount of land that it can graze on, which then constricts the amount of beef. At the same time, the government new diet shows less beef in it. How interesting at the end. Then at the same time, approximately the same time, they're saying, cattle are a large cause of global warming because of the methane gas they emit. So, if you take a look at all these things and you are really, truly into conspiracies, you could say, they want to kill off the beef industry. I'm not into conspiracy theories. What I am into is overreaching government, though, who continue to overreach, who continue to want to put out, some arcane ideas about why things should happen, why you can't dredge for gold, why you can't cut trees, why you can't, clear out underbrush in a forest so the good trees can grow, so you won't have these horrendous fires which causes carbon in the air, which causes global warming. All of these things together. Again, I go for the simplest answer. Is it a conspiracy? No. Is it stupid government? Yes. I find that easier to believe, that it's individually these groups that get appointed into it that have their own dog in the fight. And that's all they want to do, is they want to have their ways imposed on other people instead of letting people work it out down at the lowest level they can. Obama's foreign policy. 55% of the people say his foreign policy is absolutely weak, that he's weak, that the foreign policy is in trouble. Of course, the more conservative you get, the higher that number gets, and the more liberal you get, the lower that number gets. But overall, that our foreign policy has got a lot of things that need to be fixed in it. And I believe that. I believe the fact that what's happening is the our lack of foreign policy in the Middle East is causing more and more problems. The fact is, you can take a look at it, is our lack of stands. The fact that Obama never even went to the million-person march. Does that bother you, Savannah, that he didn't go over there or send a representative?
Are you talking about in France?
In France, yeah. Do you think about that? Is that something that's on your radar?
It should be. I guess I didn't think about it because I'm not used to the president ever standing up for that, if that makes sense. So I didn't even think
you
that
did
he
not
should.
Expect he would do it because of just his past.
I've never seen him do it.
Because of his past thing, huh? Because of his past actions. Okay. How interesting. All right. We've got some people coming in from One Safe Place. We're going to have Terry Raposa calling on in the state of Jefferson. And we have, of course, Simpson University. We're going to talk Aspire. We're going to talk what's going on in all of those and what's happening over at Simpson as far as getting your degree quick, getting it easier. I'm talking to people saying, my son's going to go do this for a couple of years and he's going to come back and finish it in the Aspire program. And, having learned a lot more about the program since I've become part of the outreach committee with Simpson, that I find this really interesting, and that this kind of thing can help graduate people. Because one of the things people talk about, one of the points they say about readiness, we have a real good high school degree completion program, but we don't have any college degrees. We don't have college graduates. Well, Simpson is opening up the door to a lot of people to be able to get in there. And, it's too expensive. Well, no, it's not. Having sat through several, we talked about this, the perceptions of that, with the grants and the Pell grants. These are grants and Pell grants you don't have to pay back. Your cost of going through Simpson is just the same or less in many cases as is for a state school. And you can get a very fine education at a smaller university where there's a lot more interaction between the staff and the students. Anyway, all of this today when we come back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Sacramento. She's helping her parents get ready for a big move they're having here at the end of the month. I just found homes for koi. You want koi? You want a lot of koi? I just found homes for 50 koi and big goldfish. These things are huge. She's been raising them for like 20-something years. Welcome back. Hey, it's the 16th of January right here at KCNR 1460. Well, really, it's the 16th of January almost everywhere. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, yes, I see in the chat room that the country of Mexico wants to make it easier on their citizens, not by giving them jobs or finding things like that, but providing them birth certificates now in the United States at consulates so they can get driver's licenses and free tuition and all those other things that we have right here in the great state or the great country of the United States and in the state of California, where we just can't wait to give it away. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for estate jewelry, if you're looking for that special Valentine's Day present, go see Leonard and his associates down there. They have sales going on all the time. You're not going to get a better deal in the city than Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. Find out about, you know, who. Right now we have Emily Westfall is with us from One Safe Place.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
And you've got something big going on.
We do, yeah. Our partnership with Shasta College is coming around again. We will offer our advocacy training course for the spring semester.
Oh, okay. Now, what does that mean?
That's a great question. Basically, it means that anyone who is interested in doing something and in, you know, helping with the problem of domestic and sexual violence is invited to come out and take this course and become a certified advocate, be able to help other people. You know, so often we have people who ask us what they can do, and this is one of those things.
Okay, so, that's great.
Sure.
That's super. Now, how do people sign up for this?
Registering through the college is the way to go. The course itself is 4 units, so not only will you be getting this great training and this opportunity to volunteer with One Safe Place, but you'll also be getting some credit for it as well.
Oh, that's great too. So, and these were people that when people call in, and it's kind of like your hotlines and your crisis lines, right?
Absolutely. Our crisis hotline, those folks that are the first responders when a person walks through the office doors, you know, really the opportunity to engage with the people who need the help right now.
That's super.
Sure.
That's super. And okay, now how do they get a hold of you?
The easiest place to get a hold of us is our 24-hour hotline. That's yes.
Okay, another big thing you got going is on the 31st is the crab feed.
Of course, yes, the 28th annual crab feed. It's definitely an event that people look forward to each year, and we do as well. So that'll be coming up on the 31st of January out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Still have room for more?
Oh, of course we do.
We can stuff more in there. I'm seeing that night with Ed Roman, and we're going to have you stand up, move forward a little bit, and sit down because you got plenty of crap.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the price of crab has gone up, but that just means that we have to bring in more because people want it. You know, lots of folks around the holidays missed out on that crab. So the opportunity to come and get it is happening later this month.
Okay. Emily, thanks a lot. One more time, as people can now sign up to be able to go down and take classes. When do the classes start?
Class actually starts next Thursday, January 22nd, so make sure you get registered before that time.
Right.
We've got plenty of room in the class left, but really a great opportunity to do your part.
That's right, and you're going to be there to help people that during some real times of need. So, again, one more time for the phone.
Absolutely, 244-0117, or you can visit our website, ospshasta.org.
One Safe Place. Y'all do so much for our city.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here. Yep.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Sure.
Okay. We're going to go to Chris Walker from the Second Vote. We're talking about what's going on with American Sniper. What is that? Good morning, Chris, and welcome aboard.
Good morning, Carl. How are you? I tell you, that crab is making me hungry. I might need to go get some crab real quick before we start.
Now, where are you located at, Chris?
We're in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right.
We're a national group, but decided to get out of Washington and try to get to a place where there's a little more normalcy. So Nashville is where we're at.
Well, I tell you what, you got a great place there. I lived there for several years. My wife lived there for several years, different times. Now, tell us what Second Vote is.
Well, Second Vote is a conservative research organization that created a smartphone app and a website that allows conservative consumers and everybody, really, to start following the money. So whether you're buying a hamburger at In-N-Out or if you're buying a pair of shoes with Nike, we try to show you where your money is going with those companies to fund organizations, whether it's Second Amendment groups or education groups or life groups, whatever the issue, we try to help you follow the money so you can see, in essence, how you're spending your second vote, which is your dollar.
Okay, that's an interesting concept. So what are the things you found?
Well, we've been doing a lot of research on groups. And one of our issues has been the Second Amendment, obviously. It's an important issue to a lot of people across the country. And we try to see who funds a lot of these left-wing groups. And in our research, we stumbled upon and did research on a group called Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Now, the coalition is made up of members like the YWCA, the Urban League, a lot of different groups across the country. And online forums that this coalition created started talking about the movie American Sniper, and the main character or the main subject, which was Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL. And along the way, we just started looking through these documents, and we found comments on Facebook pages like "Good riddance," "What goes around comes around," Chris Kyle was brainwashed, he's not very smart. I mean, the list goes on and on, and we were just floored about that somebody could think so negatively and so just hatefully about a true American hero. So we decided we're going to let people know. So that's what we're doing here, talking about this and kind of letting people know about the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and, you know, try to kind of put some understanding on their members and on those members' corporate sponsors that this is what your money is going to fund is just basically hate speech like this on someone who should be celebrated and honored, not derided and dishonored.
Okay. Hey, let me make an announcement. Probably you don't want to hear this one, Chris, but it appears that our signal has gotten scrambled. So people that are on the on our website and people that we are streaming about, you can hear us, but it appears that our signal is down. So we've got people heading out there right now. Our engineers are going out there right now. Okay. yeah, who knows what happens there? Maybe we're, but we're off the air, but also is a sister station. It's in that same location. So
I blame the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Chris. We had no problems until you came on.
Yeah, right.
So the when you start talking about American Sniper, it was just nominated for Best Picture. I've read the book. I found the book. I mean, it's not a, in. You're not going to read it like you would a Tolstoy novel, but it's I believe it's the feelings of Chris Kyle. And I think they pretty much captured a lot of how he felt, of what's going over there. I'm not sure about the movie. They say the movie's good. I haven't had an opportunity to see that yet. But you're saying is that there's this campaign to just destroy it.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a campaign to destroy the movie. I would say it is a group of members and supporters of a left-wing group like Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, which are just saying ridiculously terrible things about a true American hero.
Yeah.
The coalition, the problem that comes from this isn't necessarily the comments themselves. I mean, with all the stuff that we've talked about in France, I mean, there is freedom of speech in this country, and somebody can say that. They have the right to say that. The problem comes when a seemingly decent organization, which clearly they've shown themselves not to be, doesn't even come out and say, this is not something you should be saying on our site, and take it down. If somebody said that on my site or somebody said that on my webpage, I would A, take it down, and B, say, you can't say this type of stuff on my page. We know the kind of the phenomenon of internet trolls and stuff like that. That's fine. The problem comes from when there's silence from those who allow it to happen. So the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is the perfect example of a left-wing group who, by being silent on this, kind of gives their tacit endorsement and tacit connection to what's being said. And we feel that that's something that they should come out, they should repudiate, they should say that this isn't, acceptable discourse on our side or any site. And the corporate sponsors of the members of this organization, which includes Walmart, 3M, Kroger, and even the NFL. Those groups and organizations should be made aware of this, and we as their customers and we as their producers should make them aware of what our money and in turn their money is going to fund, which is forums that trash and dishonor a true American hero like Chris Kyle. That's what we want to try to get the message out there, let people know what the coalition stands for, and clearly show that, their silence on their page and on their issues is in essence an endorsement of what's been said, and we think that's wrong.
Okay, now how do people find Second to Vote, and how do they get a hold of you?
Well, we're available. It's free to download, free to access. It's secondvote.com. We've built a database of over 450 companies and nonprofit groups, so you can see a large array of companies, whether they're conservative, liberal, neutral. All of it's available on your smartphone. You can download it at SecondVote. It's on Apple, it's on Android, and it's on Kindle. We actually have an HTML5 app. And, again, all of it's available on our website at secondvote.com. We score by various issues. We score by various topics. The idea is to really help you, as a consumer, connect your dollar with the issues that you care about. So we're continuing to grow. We're at about 120,000 downloads now. We're continuing to grow at a very accelerated pace. We're starting to see conservatives really wake up to the notion that their dollars have value if they allow it to continue to have power. If we just spend money without holding our dollars accountable, we can't be surprised when we find out that stuff like this continues to be allowed. if we hold our dollars accountable, if we stand up, if we speak up by using an app like Second Vote and checking out our information, we think we can empower conservatives to make a real difference and help and really help eliminate some of this really outlandish rhetoric that seems to be coming from the left.
Okay. All right. Chris Walker, who heads up Second Vote. Telling the Second Vote is your ability to spend money with companies that are tearing down conservative heroes, conservative causes like this that you may not even know about where your money goes to, because they filter money, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars into causes that, you know, speak against what we believe in.
That's right.
Okay, and you can go get this by Second Vote. One more time, where that website is.
That's right, secondvote.com, the number 2ndvote.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Second Vote.
Okay, great. Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for your phone call, and good luck. Chris Walker.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Okay, like I said, you know, it appears that our signal has gone off the air, and, of course, you can't hear this if you're off the air, but if you can, some people can't hear a stream, but other people can, so you might want to restart your computer and come on back on. But we'll be right back after these messages.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you
want
to go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebahn. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees. You got an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Give them a call, 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We use them. We are so pleased with Alliance Heating and Air. Let's go to the phones here. Terry Raposa, good morning, Terry.
Hey, Carl, how are you, buddy?
Well, besides the fact that that we're having problems down at the transmitter, but we are streaming, and this will go into archive so people can listen to it that might have may not have heard it, and we can they can look at it that way. Besides that, and see what else happened. The dog in here from Haven Humane bit the end of my finger off. But besides that, and then peed on the floor. So far it's been a good day.
Well, look at the bright side, buddy. It's Friday.
It's Friday. That's right. Only two more working days till Monday. Okay, now, Terry, it's front page news again. It seems like the record searchlight is giving you all lots of attention, the state of Jefferson.
Well, yeah, they should give the state of Jefferson attention. Actually, they didn't give us attention on the other article, but they certainly, and they also were quite wrong on that, but that's a whole different issue. But anyway, yeah, it was great yesterday. What we did is we submitted Glenn County, Yuba County, and Tehama County into the Secretary of State, the pro tem of the Senate, the pro tem of the Assembly. It was extremely exciting. And what we did this time is we sent in teams to talk to every legislator in the Capitol, Senate or Assembly. We sent teams of two into each one that actually took pictures with them, all kinds of stuff, and we dropped off packets that gave them an idea of what the Assembly is, some breakdowns on the court cases, breakdowns on Reynolds versus Sims, and I had a very, very good conversation with my friend Jim Gallagher, who is a new Assemblyman.
Okay, now, let me grab my notes here because I was actually writing things down this morning. We're looking at the three more declarations of separation to Sacramento, Tehama, Glenn, and Yuba, and that follows Siskiyou and Modoc from last month or a couple months ago, and then Sutton County next month.
Well, not just Sutter. Sutter. We're going to Plumas on the 20th, and we're hoping for a declaration there. Looks like Lassen's now in play. I don't know if you saw the news last night, but we went to Brian Daly's office, too.
Saw that.
Pardon me?
I saw that, yeah.
And Brian basically said, yeah, if the numbers work out, hey. So, and I know we've gotten some really positive responses from a lot of counties. We're up to 22 counties, but one thing I did want to say quickly, and that is when we were at Cal Expo at the Sportsman Show, we had a corner booth there for the state of Jefferson. We handed out 4,655 flyers. We talked to people from Sacramento, everywhere. I would say, Carl, without exaggeration, there was 25 of us that worked that booth over a period of 4 days. I would say we had three people that were negative. I could not believe it. We had people from San Francisco coming into that booth and buying gear and getting information. And there are three more counties that may now be in play, and that's Solano, Calaveras, and Amador.
I have two questions here from people online. I don't know
sure.
if you're following. It says, what group do you represent, Tea Party or Jefferson? And, well, that's it. Is Tea Party or Jefferson?
Well, I think
they're not the same, though.
No, they're not the same. The thing is that with the Tea Party, there's a lot of people who are involved in the Tea Party, but I think there's a misnomer. First of all, there isn't members. I don't know where Jenny Espino got a lot of this stuff. And the other thing is, too, when she was there, we had 125 people. And the real story was Fred Kelly Grant, but that's a whole different issue.
Right.
The real deal is we haven't gotten the truth really printed from that particular reporter ever, and that's why a lot of times I decline to comment, because if they're not going to print really what I say, then basically I'm not going to say anything. The other thing is that as far as the state of Jefferson goes, yeah, I'm involved in that. I'm involved with the Tea Party, but no, I am not the leader of the Tea Party. In fact, Mark Kent is actually the leader of the Tea Party.
The Tea Party or Jefferson?
Pardon me?
The Tea Party or Jefferson?
Tea Party. Mark Kent is the leader of
Oh,
the
Mark
Tea Party.
Kent. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thinking
Come
of Mark
now.
Baird.
Come on, stay with me.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm thinking of Mark Baird. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Stay with me. Mark
okay.
Kent, K-E-N-T.
Right, got him. I know who he is.
I got it? Okay. Yeah. So the thing is that so basically, yeah, I help. I emcee the thing. I help with stuff. I make sure there's toilet paper in the bathroom. But basically, I also work with Support Rural America. We work with sheriffs in different counties and bringing the sheriffs together with the community. So there's a lot of things I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. But I would say I'm the main thing that I'm involved in is with the state of Jefferson. To answer the question, that's probably the main thing.
Now, for people who've got a lot of questions about it, because we don't have time now, but sure. Mark Baird is going
to
be with us Monday morning for an hour.
Up.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be up in as soon as somebody goes down there to see what it is. I'm thinking that with the rain, something's dripped in or something, or
who knows
what's going on down there. And a lot of times it could be from our friends at the electric company too.
Oh yeah, sure.
Or it could just be the jihadist terrorist went down and took us, attacked our transmitter. But we have insurance for that.
Well, we can send Buford down there. He'll take care of that.
Yeah, send Buford down there. And so, anyway, Mark Baird will be on Monday because there's a lot of things going on, and I think having an update on Stave Jefferson. And here's the other thing. People that are out there right now that are just, writing in, this is a good chance then to ask Mark Baird these questions like, how we pay for it, those kind of things. So they can cover all that. Now, How big would you say? I mean, if you've got, 6, 7, 8, 9 counties in this, do you see any chance of Shasta County actually asking you all back in to do a presentation?
Well, we don't have to have the Board of Supervisors. I mean, and Mark will explain all that Monday. But I do want to say that right now we have committees in 20 counties, active committees, and. In working with all those folks, that it's amazing to me. It's wonderful. And I also want to say one more thing about the Tea Party and Jefferson. In almost half of those counties, there is no Tea Party. What's really fun is the fact that they're just folks like me and you, Carl, that want liberty, want to make sure that we can give our kids and our grandkids the same opportunity that we had. And that's the fun thing. So. Really, this is becoming We the People, and we talked about this before. We talked about this Monday night about Tom Corrado on your station with Patrick Jones. I mean, who would have thought they've gotten together? I mean, who would think that the Record Searchlight at one point would agree with us about the free speech issue as far as city council? I mean, who would think that John Wilson, who's a lifelong union guy and a Democrat, would be friends with Terry Raposa, who's more on the conservative side, to where, we'll share an adult beverage together and talk about guns. I mean, it really isn't the people, and we're finding that everywhere. The people all want the same thing. They want limited government, adherence to the Constitution, and fiscal responsibility out of their local state and federal government.
So, I have somebody in here that's obviously he's not a supporter of SOJ, Stave Jefferson. He says, when you say we, he's just talking about, who you represent. I thought you said that you are a member of different groups, but when you say we, you're talking about, in one case, it might be the State of Jefferson group, and another time it may be the the rural America and all that. Is that right?
Oh, when I say we?
Yeah.
Okay, what I mean by we is, for example, my wife's involved in the Shasta County Coordination Committee, which works on CARB and works on a lot of different things, a lot of different issues. I think I hope that answers that.
Okay.
But there is no...
It's not a royal we,
right? Formal thing.
It's not a royal we. You're just talking about you and your wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a mouse in my pocket.
Okay. All right. Well, the one thing is, and I've been beating this drum too, I think many people have, is the lack of representation. The fact is that we've got people coming up based out of Los Angeles pushing grazing restrictions up here for Northern California, just like they did for the septic tanks and many other things. That makes sense down on the beaches and in maybe LA and Marin County and Los Angeles County and Huntington Beach, but don't make no sense up here. And it's one size doesn't fit all. And the other thing, too, of course, the fire tax and other things, the representatives, the assemblymen, the senators who are representing their people don't care. And but there's nothing we can do to block it. We can't get – we, being Northern California representatives, can't get a bill out of committee, can't get a bill out of onto the floor. And that's the bottom line, is the representation, whether it's a State of Jefferson way of doing it or another way. Is this correct?
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. Maybe that's where whoever wrote that in. That's what I guess we all mean by we. I mean, Carl, me, you, whoever wrote in. We need more representation. But one other thing, too, that's funny, because I know somebody said something about the money. When you really stop and look at this, who's the fire tax aimed at? The folks in L.A. or the folks in Northern California? That's a no-brainer. And who is the gas tax aimed at? My son-in-law and daughter who live in the Bay Area, who take BART everywhere, or my friends that live in Siskiyou County or Lassen County or even Placer County that have to drive a distance to get their mail, or that have to drive a distance to go to a doctor. I mean, really? I mean, who's that all aimed at? It's comical when people talk about the money. California has no money. Why do you think they're raising your taxes? I mean, Hello?
Well, it's because we've got to pay for all those extra people to give out driver's licenses to illegals. That's,
well,
$40,000.
So, yeah, Carl, you're right.
Okay, hey, look, we got to run. Our guest has been Terry Raposa. On Monday, Mark Baird, who is the one of the leaders of the State of Jefferson Movement, will be with us at 8 o'clock to give us a update. And we can ask him a lot of questions about who, what, where, how, all on Monday. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. You bet. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBot.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The head of European Union police says that the large number of radical Muslims across Europe and their lack of a command structure make it hard for officials to track down all the terrorists.
It's the fierce nature of the network, the scale of the people involved makes this extremely difficult.
Rob Wainwright is director of Europol. A number of operations trying to round up suspected terror cells has been ongoing over the past 24 hours. U.S. factory production rose in December as manufacturers turned out more furniture and computers.
The Federal Reserve says factory production rose 0.3% last month, the fourth straight gain. The increase comes after total output finally passed its pre-recession peak in November. The figures indicate the U.S. manufacturers are adding modestly to economic growth, even as their overseas markets shrink.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. U.S. consumer prices fell in December by the largest amount in 6 years. Bob Bruski is chief economist with Fact and Opinion Economics.
Energy in total is between 7% and 8% of the entire CPI basket. So when you have a drop in an important component like that, that's humongous.
Even without factoring in volatile gas and food prices, so-called core prices remain flat, the first time that's happened since 2010. The International Monetary Fund's managing director, Christine Lagarde, says cheaper oil and strong U.S. growth not enough to offset a lot of troubles in some other economies around the world.
Should lower oil prices and a stronger recovery in the United States make us more upbeat about the prospect?
She says based on the numbers she's seeing right now, the answer is no. Headaches for Amazon in Europe. The EU's executive says a tax deal Amazon signed with Luxembourg is illegal. The U.S. dollar is mixed against other North American currencies in New York trading. It's worth 1.2 Canadian dollars, and the dollar trading at 14.63 Mexican pesos. This is SRN News.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
On January 19th, in theaters nationwide, Thinking Man Films presents an historic one-night event for the release of a new documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. 12 years in the making, The Exodus presents new evidence that clearly matches the biblical account. Following the movie, a panel moderated by Fox News' Gretchen Carlson and featuring radio host Dennis Prager and author Eric Metaxas will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Information on tickets and theater locations for this event are available at patternsofevidence.com.
Authorities have arrested a fourth man suspected in a crime spree involving a pawn shop robbery. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said yesterday's armed robbery at a pawn store in Auburndale was designed to overwhelm anybody inside.
It was created to obtain not only their cooperation, but to take away any chance that they may fight back.
And the crime took place in Haines City, Florida. Duke University has scrapped plans to use its chapel tower to issue the Muslim call to prayer every Friday. Faith McDonald of the Institute for Religion and Democracy spoke with SRN News.
To hear that it had already been changed was welcome news, considering all the implications of having the Islamic call to prayer coming out of the chapel bell tower at Duke every week.
The chapel is identified by the school as a Christian church. This is SRN News. There is a reason they're called man's best friend, and one member of Congress now wants to use dogs to help veterans recovering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Ohio Republican Steve Stivers has introduced legislation to create a dog training program for vets with PTSD. Stivers says we have a moral obligation to care for returning vets. His bill would create a pilot training program in as many as 5 facilities, and once trained, the dogs would be paired with vets who have physical disabilities. Stivers says he's met vets whose lives have been dramatically improved by working with a service dog.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. Safety regulators investigating engine compartment smoke or fire complaints in 2 Jeep Cherokees and airbags that failed to inflate properly in 2 Nissan Rogues. The Cherokee probe covers 50,000 of the SUVs from the 2015 model year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Sacramento. Her parents are moving at the end of the month here. So you have to understand, Linda. If you know Linda, she is such a sweetheart. She's got a heart as big as this studio here, or bigger than this city. And so mom and dad might need help. They didn't ask for help, but mom and dad might need help. So she is down there. Now, she's going down in the Jeep. Because I'm not letting her take the truck. Why, Savannah, do you think I'm not letting her take the truck?
You know, probably because she's going to fill up that truck bed.
Oh, yeah. And then probably put extra stuff on that. And we'll probably get a ticket for carrying way too much stuff back. That's why she never goes down there with the truck. Because her dad has got 4 of everything. You want a circular saw? Here, I've got 3. You want? I mean it. Plus the fact we're getting rid of 50 koi, which is my job. And I think I've fixed that. Anyway, good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like for this weekend? I look, you know, this rain.
Is it still raining?
It's still raining. Not only that, if we're off the air, maybe that's why. And by the way, we are off the air, I think, because our transmitter, not only us, but KLXR, our sister station, which works off the same electrical system. We have different transmitters. We're both off the air. So I assume that the rain has something to do with this.
I would think so.
It didn't happen last time. Anyway.
Well, it's currently 47 degrees, going to get up to a high of 54, low of 44. Saturday is looking at a high of 57, low of 48 with a chance, 40% chance of rain. And Sunday has a 60% chance of rain, high of 59, low of 43.
Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Remember, they give senior and veterans discounts. Okay, now, on January the 31st, down at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, there's going to be a first annual New Year's relaxation celebration embracing women veterans who serve and served in the military. Registration's at 9:30 that morning, resource fair from 10 to 12. There's going to be all different types of things going on there, massage services, relaxation workshops, aromatherapy. Lunch will be provided, and lunch is going to be provided by Jersey Mike's Subs. I can't say enough about Jersey Mike's and their support of veterans. They are just absolutely outstanding. And if you've never had a Jersey Mike's Sub, do yourself a favor. Head on down there because they make them so well. Savannah, you've been down there to have some? You've been down there because they add all this oil and vinegar and all these great spices on these things. It makes a sub truly a sub. Jersey Mike's Subs right down in Trader Joe Shopping Center right there as you drive in, right across from Famous Dave's Barbecue. So if you want to have some great food, Jersey Mike's. Okay, what else do we have here? The want to get tickets for the rodeo, and you want to get them a little bit less expensive for that May 13th through the 16th rodeo. You head on over to the readingrodeo.com and select the buy tickets now. You can save money. Remember, we're going to have the Champions Challenge again this year. Or you can call the ticket office at 530-241-8559. And one of the ticket agents there will be more than happy to assist you. We're still streaming. It appears, though, is that the transmitter's down. We've got engineers out there right now. They're taking a look at it, and we should be back on the air just momentarily. But until then, we have our guest with us. We have Dr. John Burleson, who's the Dean of Adult Studies and Online Programs at Simpson, and Maribel Torres, a 2014 grad of the Aspire program, which is big out there. I am sold on your Aspire program. So good morning there, Dr. Burleson.
Good morning.
Okay, need you to move in just a little bit closer, and and get that gain up. Doctor, tell us a little bit about you. You're new here.
Yeah, I moved here in June and took the position at Simpson. I came from San Diego area, from Azusa Pacific University. I ran their campus in San Diego for the last 10 years, and I'm really excited about all the changes that are coming here to Simpson, especially in our area with the School of Adult Studies.
Great. So, how do you like Reading so far?
I actually really love Reading, mostly because there's no traffic. I used to have a commute of about almost an hour each way, and now my commute is about 8 minutes. The pace of life is nice. The people are extremely friendly, and I'm really enjoying working with the great people over at Simpson.
Okay. Well, you know what? I like Simpson, and I like the city of Reading. That's where I got here 7 years ago and going on eight, in fact, this year. Was I just never got out of here. It's kind of like it kind of gets its I don't want to say tentacles. That's not the right word. It gets kind of itself and works its way into your psyche here that, gosh, you know, I'm used to looking at that river. I'm used to looking at the mountains. I'm used to meeting nice people and working with great people. And in all walks of life here. I mean, that's why I like it. So tell us what Aspire, you know, for people that are not quite sure of what Aspire is. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. Aspire is a program that is designed to help adults and those that are looking for education in a non-traditional way to earn their bachelor's degree. It is a way that's extremely convenient and affordable. It's one night per week, and it's for 16 months. So you can have your degree in an accelerated fashion, and you can get education from some of the best minds in our area, people that are devoted to their students, and in a way where you can actually get your classes on time and finish on time, as opposed to some of the other options that students have today where they have to take classes when they're available, work in and out of daytime schedules. Our program is convenient. It's one class after another, so you're not stacking classes on top of each other. You can go and participate in your daily life. You can have a full-time job. You can have a family and still work toward your bachelor's degree. And then when you complete it, one of the best things in the world is to stand across the stage and see these students graduate like we did last weekend. And we had 70-something graduates from our Aspire program last weekend, and it was really exciting.
I bet it is. And Maribel Torres is with us also. And Maribel, good morning.
Good morning.
So how did you get into Aspire? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm the oldest of five children, and I grew up in Tehama County. I grew up in Gerber. College really wasn't in my deck of cards. My dad got injured when I was 15, so as the oldest, I had to go to work. So I was working and going to high school and doing all that. But right after high school, I didn't see a college education in my future. Mm-hmm. And, once I started working, waitressing here and there, and, you know, waitressing jobs can only do so much for so long period of time that I found myself being a waitress, 21 years old, and wanting to go back to school. So I ended up going to community college, but I really longed to get my bachelor's. But life happened. I have children, and it got pretty expensive. So it took me 10 years to finish my AA, but I found Simpson. It's right next to Shasta College where I was at, and I walked on campus just to see what it was going to be about. Mm-hmm. Had a cup of coffee there, and it changed my life.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break on that one. I always like to break with something like that. It changed my life. Okay, Carl Lindebot, we're here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. We're here with Simpson University, Dr. John Burleson, Dean of the Adult Studies and Online Programs, and Maribel Torres, who is a 2014 grad of the Aspire program. And as she said, she walked onto campus, she had a cup of coffee, and it changed her life. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our signal is on again. Our great engineers were down there. In fact, one of them is holding a wire in his mouth and one in his hand. And he's got it touching this electrical outlet, and I'm just not sure how he'll be at the end of the day. But then again, I pay him $4.32. So, you know, he can go out there and put his tongue on a hot wire and do this. Anyway, we've got it back up. Thanks a lot, Mike, for doing this. The signal is back up. Not really. Somebody says it's up. Yes. Somebody says it is, somebody says it isn't. It is. I can hear it. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River. And this, you know what? What are you doing on Valentine's Day? I've got a good idea. Head on down to the Wind River, to the Elements Lounge. And they're having Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Linda's singing down there from 6 to 8 p.m. They've got dinner. Dinner starts at 5. You can have a great night. They've got a super package down there. You can spend the night down there. You can not only see the show. They have a food voucher. You get money for that, for dining. You also get, of course, gambling vouchers down there for Elements and for the Wind River Casino. It's going to be a great night. Give them a call at 243-3377. Romance on the River in the Elements Lounge. You have to make reservations, though, because their seating is limited and it's usually sold out. So here's a great way to spend Valentine's Day and Valentine's Day evening. Great food, great music, dance. Have a good time with us. We're here with Dr. John Burleson, Dean of the Adult Studies and Online Programs
Ed Simpson and Mirabeau Torres, a 2014 grad of the Aspire program. And if you're just getting back with this, because the transmitter just went back up, is that when we left, Mirabeau said that she walked onto the campus at Simpson, had a cup of coffee, and it changed her life forever. She was going to school or finishing up over at Shasta College, and you went over there. How did it change your life forever, Mirabeau?
It changed my life only because, for me, I didn't see a bachelor's degree, you know, in my future. But the Aspire program was introduced to me by a counselor, and he explained on how easy it was to get into not only the program, but easy for my lifestyle. As in, I can go to school one day a week, focus on one subject for 4 weeks, or for 5 weeks, excuse me, for 5 weeks, and then go on to my next class and then continue on a semester one subject at a time and still be able to maintain my two part-time jobs and still be a mother to my two children.
And did it work?
Oh, it worked. It worked. I graduated on the 10th, so it worked.
And now you have a?
Now I have a bachelor's degree in liberal studies.
And?
And I'm going on to the School of Education at Simpson University to get my teaching credential.
And then?
And then I'm going to hopefully get a job in Tehama County.
You are getting ready to student teach, is that correct?
Yes, I'll be student teaching in the fall. And I'm hoping in Las Molinas Elementary School.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, then this has changed your life.
Oh, yes.
Disability. Mm-hmm. Dr. Burleson, since you've taken over, they've had... I mean, during Simpson's 25 years in Reading, and it's hard to believe it's been here this long, nearly 3,500 North State adults have graduated from Aspire, the School of Adult Studies. And many have continued their education, getting their advanced degrees there. I mean, this is a great program to build on.
It's a tremendous program to build on, and we're very proud of the accomplishments that the students here in our community have been able to achieve through our programs. And when I first got here, we did a major assessment to find out what could we do to improve the programs. And we came up with some really kind of neat ideas that we started to launch this term in January.
Okay. Now, we've talked about new ideas, and you've got some. Can you tell us some of the things that you're talking about here when you're accelerating this?
Sure. We had we first took a look at what does it take for a student to get into our program? And they needed a minimum of about 60 units to apply to our program. But there's kind of a gap between where you would have your AA degree and then the 36 units that are part of our program. 36 and 60 don't equal 120 units for graduation. So there's a gap that we needed to help fill. So we created two programs. One of those programs allows students to come in with 60 or more units and take courses in a program that we're calling Advance that allows students to take courses, a five-week course, just like the other courses that we offer, for $150, which is brand new this term. So it gives students an opportunity to complete courses at an extremely affordable price and let them get ready to take the major part of the degree. We also have another program we call Accelerate, which allows students to come in even earlier with 45 units or more to start the program. And we've developed a relationship with Straighter Line to help those students move through a program of coaching, mentoring. We do writing instruction, math instruction to help students that haven't been in a program for quite some time to bring their skills up to date. And it gives them an opportunity to help them succeed better in our programs as they move through those programs through Straighter Line.
Well, you know, one of the big things we talk about here in California, or up in Reading, I should say, Northern California and Shasta County, is we have a really good high school degree completion. But then we fall off real fast when it comes to college degrees. You see this as that kind of that program that could meet that? I mean, people say, I just don't have enough time. Mirabeau. Mm-hmm. But it took you years. And by the way, I applaud your tenacity. My daughter did the same thing after she had her children. I mean, she's married, and she stayed home with the kids. And then she and her husband agreed that she needs to find a profession that she could work, because he's a U.S. Marshal. So unfortunately, it's a dangerous profession at times. She went back to get her nursing degree, and she finished up when I think she was 38. But she got a nursing degree. So I know the tenacity it takes, especially with children. So I applaud you.
Thank you.
For that. But your program's out at Simpson, It's the only kind around here in this Northern California area where you can still work, still get your college degree, and then go on to even advanced degrees.
Yeah, one of the things that we're trying to do is to make it more affordable and accessible to students. And as you mentioned, when students finish high school nowadays, many times they are lacking in skills for writing and math. So as part of our curriculum for this Accelerate program, we have kind of a jumpstart program that gives students an opportunity to hone those skills, both in writing and math, so that they, when they enter some of the more upper division courses, they're ready to take them. So when they're doing statistics or accounting or economics, they're ready to go, and they feel confident when they're ready to start those programs.
I was never ready for statistics. The lowest grade I ever got when I was getting my master's, I had to take statistics. There was one other math course, and I looked at the – you know how I chose which one I took? I looked at the professors, and I thought, do I have a chance of making it through with this guy? You know, statistics. I mean, to this day, you could hold a gun up against my head and make me, you know, okay, do this, and I'd just be laying there. So it's good to know that we
have
that.
One of the things that I would say about our professors, too, is that they are extremely interested and invested in the students. And I'm sure that you would say the same thing, that the teachers care.
Oh, yeah.
They come from a perspective where it's not just – you're not just a number. You're a person. You can – you know, you'll have the cell phone number of your professor. If you have a problem, you can call them. You can talk to them. And you don't see that in most institutions of higher education.
No, most of the time you're one of like, especially in your lower level classes, you're like one of 300. Right. And then so grad students are the ones you interact with, and a lot of times you're older than they are. So, yeah, I understand this. Now, here's the thing I really like about Aspire is you've got adults in there. And you've usually most of them are a little bit older too. Is this correct?
They're anywhere from 24, 25, all the way up to 60 plus.
Yeah. So you've got people when they're taking Aspire, like Maribel, you didn't really have time to, oh, yeah, let's just do this superfluous stuff.
No.
And you just said, look, I want to get my degree. I've got too much going on in my life. Let's just get it. That's the part I like about Aspire. You go in, you get the degree, and you don't have to do a lot of the extra stuff. You've already got a certain amount of, you got your hours there. You're helping people with it. Let's just get people through here.
And students persist to graduation, which is a wonderful thing. And look at the statistics in higher education now, it takes students longer and longer and longer to get their bachelor's degree.
Yeah. Why do you think that is, John?
Well, there are fewer courses offered and more students trying to vie for those courses.
I know there is at Simpson. I want to talk about this in a minute, but in a lot of universities, I talk to parents whose kids are going there. It's very difficult to get a four-year degree anymore. Like when I was going through college, if you didn't get it in 4 years, you just were kind of like, because you were lollygagging. But now to try and get it in 4 years can be very difficult.
They're tracking persistency rates at state universities and colleges now into 6 and 8 years. How long does it take them to graduate? So that's one of the benefits of being at a private school like Simpson, and we are as affordable as the state schools.
And
that's a neat thing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too, because a lot of people believe that Simpson is just out of their reach. And Maribel, we're going to talk to you about it because mother of two, part-time jobs, and yet you got through Simpson. One of the things too is when we start talking about persistency, I was totally surprised, as was everybody else on our committee, when we found out how many people graduate with 4 years. And I thought it'd be like in the 70s, 80s. The people that graduate from the same university that they started with is something like well under 50%. Huge surprise to me. That's one of the other things that when you're here, maybe you started school, life caught you, whatever happened, you're bored, whatever. But and so now you're sitting here, you're 35, you're 36, maybe you're in a dead-end job. Now's the chance to go back, go to a university that will offer you that step out, that degree, because it's proven you can make a buttload more money with
sure.
a college degree than without a college degree.
Absolutely.
Not in every case, but in most. All right. I'm here with Dr. John Burleson, Dean of the Adult Studies and Online Programs, and I was just pontificating there, and Maribel Torres, 2014 grad of Aspire. And I tell you, you are very inspiring.
Thank you.
Aspire graduate who is inspiring. So this is a good person you brought here. I know you all were talking about her before about how you can make this happen in your life and how you can reach forward. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Attention all brides-to-be! If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way down to Sacramento to help her parents with her moving day down there, or at least one of their moving days down there. Hopefully she doesn't come back with a carload of extra stuff that we really don't need. We were off the air for a few minutes, and no, it didn't have anything to do with yesterday's guest of the Santa Barbara News Press, who was, because they used the term illegals in their front page, were attacked down there, including to the, you know, graffiti, paintballs, and paint. And the groups that they met with said they want to have a oversight committee in the editorial room to make sure they don't hurt people's feelings. Anyway, somebody said, is that what happened to our tower today? Because you had them on. And I went, and I think it's a little bit more mundane than that. I think it's just the water dripped in where it shouldn't have. But we're all back up again. Everything's good. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, right across from the Subway store there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yes, man's last stronghold. Women come in there and they bring their kids. And actually, a lady got her hair cut in there. She said she wanted a guy's haircut, and they gave it to her. Because they're not really set up for blow drying and streaming and all those kind of things. Their idea of gel is butch wax that goes on for your laptop. It's true. You know, they're just a great place. Man's last stronghold, right down there. DC Tim and Logan, great people. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with a couple of great people, too. Dr. John Burleson, who's the Dean of Adult Studies and Online Programs at Simpson. And this is not your Daddy Simpson University anymore. And Mary Bell Torres, who is a you know what, a shining spot here, a star, because a woman of tenacity. I tell you, I believe tenacity is one of those traits of an individual that is underrated. I think tenacity should be right up there at the top. You know, you might be bright. You may not, you know, you may not be the most intelligent person. You may not be the most articulate person. But if you've got tenacity, you can train yourself. You can achieve. And so I think your tenacity, as I talked about other people here, is just outstanding. And we're going to talk a little bit more to Maribel. One of the things that you're the Dean of Adult Studies, Dr. Burleson, but also online programs. Online programs, you know, we're talking about now that books are going away. I mean, you see this, books are going away. Everything's going to be on your iPad or some kind of device there that kids get. So they're not carrying 50 pounds of books in their packs anymore and breaking them down by the time they're 10. They're going to have just their iPad there in front of them, and where they can read everything. They can do their homework on it. That's, you know, we don't need to teach cursive writing anymore because it's all going to be like this. Online studies, how big a thing?
It's going to be a huge thing. As we continue on with the new group of students that are coming up, they're referred to as digital natives. And I remember somebody asking me in my interview here at Simpson, what do you think of online programs? And I said, it doesn't matter what I think about online programs. What do our students think about them? And they're going to demand them, and they are they're accustomed to using the technology. So over time, we need to be up with our competitors. So we need to include all of the technology in our programs, whether it be an online program, a hybrid, meaning that you part of the time you're in the class and part of the time you're online, or just using technology in the classroom for face-to-face. We need to be right up there with all the competitors in our community.
Now, do you stream classes with Skype, not Skype, but some kind of streaming, so that you've got cameras on the professor, so I'm sitting here with my computer, I can see him lecturing?
Yes, we have that technology, and we're using that in our seminary programs right now. And as we continue to change and adapt some of our programs, we'll be using that in Aspire and probably in our master's degree programs as well. Any kind of technology that improves the performance of students, we're going to be incorporating that into our curriculum.
So I can be teaching a class on an Aspire class from my house and my den, but it has to look like I'm teaching from someplace else, right?
Well, probably not from your den or your house.
Oh,
but you'll be doing it in a classroom that's set up with monitors, cameras. Mm-hmm. So as you move around, the camera follows you. And then
does the camera follow you because you've got people on the cameras?
No, the technology is in place where the camera will actually follow you as you move around.
Oh, doesn't that make you feel good? Okay, yeah.
It's not Big Brother, and it's not as high-tech as you might think, because when you move and you stand on another pad, then the camera moves to
You get to that spot, it tells you. Because yep. I've been in think tanks that have rifles or machine guns that would swing back and forth and follow your movement. We weren't crazy about it either, because what if you get lost and you go into the wrong section there? But so you don't even have to have camera. So if you go from one spot to another, it does. I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with it, except it's part of the technology that you all are using to reach everybody. Maribel, would that be of interest to you?
I think it would. For me, if I don't want to sit in a class, or if I find myself with a busy schedule and I would rather just sit at home and listen to my teacher face to face, math would be one of those, and science would be one of those where I want to see a teacher face to face. But I have a commute. I'm all the way down from Corning, so it's about an hour drive all the way up here. Right. So I have to think about that.
But if, you know, say when the kids were sick.
Yeah,
and
true.
So here's the class, and I can see this class like this, maybe not on a regular basis, but I think that's a great way of doing things. I think we have to embrace technology. I mean, it doesn't mean we have to let it take the place of people.
Yeah, I'll give you a perfect example of this. In one of the courses that I taught this last fall, we had a student who was participating in some business travel, and he was going to be gone during the final presentation of his course. And with an accelerated program, you have 5 weeks. So missing 1 week could be a real challenge. So what we did is we had him take his iPad with him, And we had an iPad in the classroom with us, and we had him Skype in to the class, and he was like a talking head that participated in group discussions. He did his part of the presentation. He participated fully from 4,000 or 5,000 miles away.
Well, it's a great idea. You know, we were why not use that technology where you've got – maybe you have a visiting professor that's talking from Nashville, Tennessee, and gives a class on for what, you know, for whatever, you know, you're having right there. Sounds like we've got a veritable stream of people coming in and out. Maybe we should, you know, shut that door totally there so we're not having everybody coming through here. We had like 26 people walk through the door in there. And we have alarms here down in our studio, not in our studios, but in the building here since we like to know if somebody walks through the door. But we've never had like a herd of people walk through the door, one every other second. You know, they're probably lined up there just seeing if they can come through. Hey, I'm here with Dr. John Burleson and Maribel Torres, and we're talking about Simpson Adult Studies and Online Programs and about the online programs and that this is just – this is a growth industry. There's a lot of schools that are online right now. They also offer degrees. And I can't help but think, and it's maybe old think, that somewhere near you need to see the professor. You know, you need to see the professor or have that opportunity to stop in. So I think that hybrid idea is a great idea.
And for some people, they don't have the option of coming and having any face-to-face contact with a professor. But one of the things that we try to do is make our online experience more personal. So in our program, in our Aspire program, we have Eric Faust, who is our online learning manager. He is the one person who's like a coach, mentor for all of the online students. He helps them with any of the technology issues they may have. He's an encourager. He makes sure that students stay current with all their work. He doesn't let students get behind. And having a person like that at our institution is not common to online programs. So you'll have a professor who's there for 5 weeks, but you have a constant person there for the entire program, encouraging you, helping you, and kind of keeping you on track, which is one of the distinctives that Simpson has in their online programs.
Do you see that you need to mentor a lot more than you used to?
I think it's a very important aspect of education. Having people, I think our professors do an amazing job of that in the face-to-face, where they'll spend time outside of class working with students, making sure that projects are relevant, making sure that they incorporate skills that they can use in the current jobs that they already have. A lot of our students are working full-time in positions where they want to get ahead. So they come into
their degree is going to help them in their business directly.
It helps them advance. So yeah, mentoring them in those areas is incredibly important.
Okay, well, like one of the things we're talking about here is that the under your degrees, business management and organizational leadership is going to go from 16 months to a 12-month completion. That's a big thing.
Yeah, starting this coming fall of 2015, those two programs are going to change pretty drastically. We're going to have more areas of concentration. So, for example, if you're taking our business management degree, it's changing its name from business and healthcare or business and human resource management to just business management. But we'll have four areas of concentration. Those concentrations will be in business management, which will be like business ethics, marketing, healthcare management, which we have a degree right now in just healthcare management. That'll be incorporated into business management. And then a human resource management concentration. And we'll do the same thing with our organizational leadership degree.
Human resources. I did not realize until, you know, I've got a sister-in-law that's in human resources. And that can be a very lucrative position. And, all you know, companies are – I mean, human HR is getting – I mean, it's huge. I mean, anything from negotiations to hiring to everything that has to do with your personnel there. I didn't realize that.
Compliance, legal things, yeah. Everything. It's just becoming a very key position in any company.
Right. Okay. I'm here with Simpson University and Dr. John Burleson, who is the Dean of Adult Studies and Online Programs, and Maribel Torres, 2014 grad of Aspire. We're going to talk to her when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You ever had a small chip in your windshield that turned into a large crack? Yeah, Savannah Spanish nodding her head. I had one that I had, it's like 12, 14, 15 inch crack, and just fixed that 6 years ago, and you can't even see it. If you have a little bitty chip in your windshield and it's cold outside and it freezes, that little chip turns into a large crack. He can fix them all. Anything over 24 inches in length, up to and over 24 inches in length, give Jeff a veteran, Jeff Wurst, a veteran, and give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. He guarantees his work. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. For $35 per ticket, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. With limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th, for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Meatloaf is introducing this segment in a bump music. Spana, you're so bad here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, January the 16th. January the 16th. And it's 47 degrees out there. It's raining today, and we're going to have rain this weekend, 40% chance. We really need a lot of rain. And as much as there are people like sunshine and all this, really, frankly, I'd like to have at least an inch of rain every day for the next 30 days. I know it sounds maybe I'm just asking too much, but we need to fill up Lake Shasta. We need to have snowfall up in the mountains. We need to have water this year. All of that. We need all of that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. You know, with all the things that are going on in life, protecting your family, protecting yourself is very important. And John Bastiani, classes down there on concealed carry, on hunter safety, all of this. He also prides himself on his people and on his employees and their customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Includes ammo. He just found a bunch of 22 caliber rimfire ammunition, which is as everybody knows, is very difficult to get. And this was, of course, 2 days ago. I'm not sure if he still has it. But you need to find out by giving him a call at 222-8222 or check out the store at 2539 Larkspur. Always has good sales going on down there. John Bastiani, buy local. Okay. I'm here with John Burleson, Dr. John Burleson, Dean of Adult Studies and Online Programs, and Mary Bell Torres, a 2014 grad of Aspire, got her teaching degree.
No, I'm working on my teaching
degree. You're working on your teaching degree. Okay. Maribel, you said that it changed your life, you know, a while ago. And that, so what would you tell people don't have the degrees, but they want to move on about the Aspire program, about Simpson?
The Aspire program is doable. The Aspire program is designed for working adults, working parents, to achieve a bachelor's degree. The class sizes are small. You follow this group of people, which is what they call a cohort, through this entire 16-month program, and you get...
All of you are together then?
Yes, all of us are together.
Oh.
My cohort...
Is that very encouraging for you?
Yes, because the people who are in this group, we come from all different ages, all different walks of life, but when you are in the classroom, they have the same mentality you do. We're here to work. We're not here to play. We're here to get our education because our either jobs depend on it or we want to get somewhere further than where we're at already. So this isn't I'll just try it for a semester type kind of thing. No, once you're in, it is.
You're
it
in.
It's in, yeah.
Okay, and so having a cohort, I love that, by the way, I love that term. It's, you know, it was, I think, the smallest Roman fighting size of a unit was a cohort. Just in case you wanted to. You probably knew that already,
yeah.
Though. So you know, put your shields on, get your swords ready, you lock shields together, and you move forward then and get your degree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other things about Simpson that you liked, you know, you said that, you know, that offered you was the encouragement, mentoring, the fact that you felt like there was achievable. I think that's a big thing.
Right.
And when you start, you have to feel like it's achievable.
It is achievable. The other thing, too, with these professors that we have in the Aspire program, I mean, they're there with you side by side. They are not afraid to give you their cell phone number and say, hey, if you have a problem, call me, email me. They're so approachable. I know at other universities, you kind of feel like you're kind of swimming in this big ocean with no one to help you. At Simpson, there's always somebody there to help, whether it be in the financial aid office, whether it be, you know, in admissions. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Someone's there to help you along the way.
Let's talk financial aid. Doctor, a lot of people think that, oh gosh, private college, private university is going to cost me so much money. I will be taking out loans that I'll be paying until I'm 86 and then I have to pass them to my great grandchildren. It's not like that anymore.
It's not. And most of our students either are eligible for Pell or Cal grants. So that helps defer a lot of the tuition that we have. Makes things extremely affordable. And especially now with these new initiatives that we put through starting this term. Students can finish those outside units for an incredibly low price.
Simpson also gives – you all give grants too. I mean, it's not just California and Pell grants, but Simpson also gives grants to their students.
We do. Unfortunately, we don't have as many of those grants for our adult studies programs. But if anybody is interested in helping us start some endowment for that area, we would love to talk to you because we believe in investing in our community. And these students that come to us – a lot of them need additional support. So we would love to have some additional scholarship money that we could help students just like Maribel to achieve their dreams.
Well, you know, here's the thing is this is a way for people to finish up their college degree. They can do it while they're working. And when the more college-trained people we have, the more people with college degrees, more opportunity for them, more opportunity for businesses moving in here. A lot of times they look at how many college grads we have. What are the degrees in? All these things. Shall I move my business in there? Will I have a labor force that can do this? Some cases it doesn't make any difference. High school, some college is great. Some of those technical schools, but a lot of times that they're going to need things like if it's a software firm or it's anything like that. Yeah, I'd like to or something engineering any all of this. Hey, I'd like to have a group of people right there that we can draw from, and then I know there's going to be a steady stream of them graduating. So, and not just from Chico, but from around here. And y'all are the only four-year university around here.
Yeah, and we're also trying to increase some of the offerings we have by adding these areas of concentration. So, for example, I'll be working with the city manager this week to develop a program that's specifically designed – for those that want to work in the public sector. So it'll be designed for the people in our community that actually have city, county, community jobs and give them exposure to that. And it will come from the curriculum will come from the people in the city. They're going to help us design that to meet the needs of their specific jobs that they have.
Okay. Now, I've got a couple years of college out there. I'm just, Joe Redding. What do I do to get into the Aspire program? What's my first step?
The first step is to call or go online. And one of the neat things that we do, we are not a self-service institution. Today, you see, with all the cost-cutting majors, with a lot of the, especially the state schools, you have to kind of figure it out on your own. You have to say, well, I've got to take these number of units, and I've heard numerous stories of students that have come to us and said, I started at this university and I had to spend an extra two semesters because I didn't figure it out properly. So now I have to go back and take one course here, two courses there, because they had to figure it out on their own. We have academic advisors that take a student from wherever they are and help them create a complete educational plan from whether they're at 45 units, 72 units or however many they have, and get them all the way through to graduation. And we pride ourselves in that really great customer service.
That's super. Mirabelle, is that what you found, that it was once you decided to make up your mind on that it was people were there for you?
Oh, yeah. Since the first day of walking in that coffee shop, I talked to Ed Friedel. If you're out there, hi, Ed. He laid it out. He laid it out and gave me all my information, handwritten information, and if he didn't have his information, he pulled out his phone. He's like, okay, I'm going to email this to you right now. He emailed me all the information. All the questions that I had are written out. They're on a pamphlet, and you have people who are approachable. You can call them. You can email them. I could email a couple of the counselors. I'm going, okay, here's my question on this. Here's my question on financial aid. Who do I talk to? Who do I connect with? They quickly sent me a link, a phone number, so there's always someone there that I can communicate with to get my questions answered.
We can't beat that.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Got just a few minutes left. Last thoughts here? Well, I tell you what, start with Mary. Well, last thoughts before we have to get off the air?
A higher education is expensive, but Simpson is affordable. Simpson is doable. And for those of you who are single parents like I am, who are working multiple jobs and you really want to excel in something and achieve something, Simpson's the way to go. The Aspire program is way to go.
Oh, great sound bites this woman makes here.
I would say that we are so proud of Mirabelle and students like her.
Yeah, she just represents many that you have.
She does. And we know that the programs that we have at Simpson are designed for our community. They're designed for Reading and designed for other communities as well. But we're proud of what we're doing here in Reading, and we believe that we can help any student that has a dream of fulfilling their college education to come to Simpson and fulfill that dream.
Okay. And by the way, Simpson also has an intern program. And so people out there in a variety of different businesses, you may want to call Simpson. And I'm not sure which group you would talk to. Doctor, but to talk about interns. I don't know if that would be Gordon Flynn or
be Gordon. Mm-hmm.
And do you happen to have his number or just a regular number?
If they
call
just the main number and ask for Gordon, they would forward
that's
him
right.
directly.
So
him.
I mean, it's and we have an intern working here. In fact, he's not here today, but Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays he shows up. He's on the baseball team. We've already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to build him up after what happened last year. just kidding. Come on. So the other thing, too, is, questions about going to Simpson. You've already got a couple years. This is a place that you can get that degree. It's not the cost of it are manageable. There's all types of grants and everything. It can help you with your job as you go forward. It can help you get that job. Advanced degrees, you can go on for master's.
Yes, we have master's degrees and more are coming.
Okay, so you're expanding out there.
We are. We're looking
and
to grow.
You've got a partnership almost with I don't know if it's called a partnership with Shasta College going on too.
We work very closely with them, and we love having their students because they prepare them well for our programs.
Okay. Dr. John Burleson, Dean of Adult Studies and Online Programs, and Mirabelle Torres, the shining star of the 2014 Aspire class. And it was really a pleasure being with you all today and talking to you.
Thank you.
Nice
being here.
Okay, this weekend, we've got, of course, starting tomorrow with at 8 o'clock with Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave, which is scary at any time. And Savannah's here with them. We also then go on to Kurt Largent and real estate and much more healthy living with our people and Dr. Maria Salas, Nancy Sutton Pierce, and then of course Boomer Tech with Bob and Brenda Belongi.
It's a full lineup.
Full lineup, and then on Sunday, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds. After that, All In. And then We the People. All of these are going on. A lot of things going on this weekend. A lot of things out there. It's raining. Be careful out there. Next week, starting off with the leader of the State of Jefferson movement, Mark Baird's going to be in here. And we're going to talk to him about how you expect to pay for this if there's ever a schism here. What are other things that could work just as well as having your own state, but what could work for having that representation, which is what we're talking about? Is it just inevitable that California is going to be chopped into two Californias? We don't know. Plus many, many other things on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There have been counter-terrorism raids all across Western Europe today with at least 24 people in custody.
In Belgium, the authorities have been giving more details of last night's gun battle in the eastern town of Verviers. Two suspects were killed, a third is in custody, and a cache of weapons, explosives, police uniforms and money was found at the scene. Belgian prosecutors said the suspects had been plotting to kill policemen. Another 13 people were detained around the country. In France, meanwhile, the police say they've arrested 12 people suspected of offering logistical support to the gunman behind last week's Paris attacks. And in Germany, raids were carried out in 11 locations in and around Berlin.
The BBC's Paul Adams, international terrorism expert Sajan Gohel, says the Belgium shootout and the anti-terror raids and arrests tell us something about the nature of the threat.
Even if it's not connected to the Paris plots, it nevertheless illustrates that there are